much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
The so-called path of totality, as the moon blocks out the sun, will spread from Salem, Oregon to Charleston, South Carolina at 1,500 miles per hour. But eclipse fever is already spreading fast.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Total eclipse. Outside my window, total eclipse behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but the moon blocks the sun so they can't see. And it's total eclipse outside my window pane. Ooh, path of totality. Ah, don't look with the naked eye. Ooh, umbra.
And now,
order your pizzas and order your Chinese food. 5 cases of Pepsi, 5 cases of Coke. For this total eclipse, make sure to wear your special glasses to look at the total solar eclipse on Monday, August 21st, 2017.
Our feature presentation.
He could use a windscreen, couldn't he?
He was out. I don't know why he chose to do that report outside in what looked like a hurricane. He was barely able to stand while he did the report. And by the way, I love you, Frankie. I really do. But I don't know that the eclipse is the type of thing that is going to keep you in your home for days at a time. I'm not sure you need to worry about charging your iPhone or ordering a pizza or buying cases of soda. It lasts like 3 minutes.
Yeah, that may have been a script for severe weather that he was going into.
Yeah.
You don't need to buy Pepsi and Coke. You can pick one, probably.
You could, but I think it's best to have both, first of all.
Just
in case. And our phones might be spotty, so we might be actually using more data, like refreshing and everything, because our phones might not work as well. So it's good to have them charged. Thank you, Frankie, is all I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Frankie was right.
He's right.
I misunderstood.
Okay. Yeah. That's
if you believe there's going to be a eclipse, according to scientists, right?
Oh, there aren't people that really don't believe it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There are people who are like, yeah, like they know, right? Like...
It's what science.
They're flat earthers, okay? You can find people who believe anything, but there are people who think it's impossible for science to know where the moon is going to go today. And I love those people.
Oh, dear.
I've seen none of them. I wish I had, though. I love those people as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll try to find some.
Yeah.
Hey, say your thing, and then I'll say my thing.
Hey, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday, the 21st of August.
A day that will go down in history. Because of the eclipse. And I made a reference last week to the eclipse chasers, Allie, and it sounded like you had not heard much about these people who travel the world year after year and follow eclipse. So I thought you might like to hear a little bit about what they're doing.
I mean, chasers. Let's just say we go to where an eclipse is. You're not chasing them.
Well, you are if you're flying to wherever the next one is and then flying off to the one after that.
Then if I go to baseball games, am I a MLB chaser? No, I'm just going to it.
Right, because those are in stadiums that are in the same place all the time. This one you have to go to northern Russia to see sometimes, or or Antarctica. I mean, you have to go to crazy places.
I'm just saying chasers makes them seem a little more exciting than they are.
Yeah, because chasers normally are used when there's an extreme storm. And
right.
That happens without warning, or sometimes it gets worse without
warning.
And
you're running towards them at the blink of an eye. You don't know if you'll live.
Right, exactly.
Donald Liebenberg is one of the eclipse chasers. He actually lives in Casper, Wyoming, so he will be watching this morning's eclipse from his front yard. And he says, boy, it's really a special treat to have one in my driveway. He has been to Turkey, Zambia, China, Puka Puka, a remote island in the Pacific, and other locations to see past eclipses. He is part of a small community of people whose lives orbit around total solar eclipses. These eclipse chasers are also known as umbrophiles or shadow lovers.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
He's it doesn't say how old he is, but he looks like he's around 50, Kevin.
Oh,
I don't think he's
that
guy. He is attracted for the chance to scientifically observe the outer atmosphere of the sun, which is, that's the best time all year long that it is visible because you can just see the part that the moon doesn't cover, the part that blows up.
Right.
And that's what he does. He is an adjunct professor of astronomy at Clemson University at South Carolina. He has seen 26 total solar eclipses. He has also spent more time in totality, which, as we now know, is when the moon completely blocks the sun, than anyone else on Earth. He says the longest eclipse time on the ground is just shy of 8 minutes. But back in 1973, he talked French officials into letting him fly on the brand new Concorde, and it streaked across North Africa and kept up with the moon's shadow. The plane was going more than 1,000 miles an hour at almost exactly the same rate that the eclipse was going, and he was able to be in totality for 74 minutes.
Wait a minute.
But wouldn't he trade all of that for a date?
But I'm sorry. He talked French officials. What, he sent an email? He's like, listen, guys, I'd really love to be on that plane. Come on.
My guess is he appealed to them as a scientist and said this would be incredibly useful research for the world if I were able to spend more time in the path of totality. And they said, okay,
well, that's pretty impressive,
though. Let our American friend do that. 74 minutes in totality, by the way.
Yeah.
And he learned what from that? What was the big...
What? Doesn't say in this article...
Scientific breakthrough. What was the big thing that he...
I doubt we would understand it anyway, but it doesn't mention it. Glenn Schneider, an astronomer at Stewart Observatory, at the University of Arizona, has been to 33 total solar eclipses. I am an eclipse junkie. I will admit that. People talk about eclipse addiction. I think I'm probably up here at the top of eclipse addicts. He says he cannot pick a favorite. Any one of them is one of the top.
It's like picking your child. Yeah. Favorite child. Yeah. It's not possible.
You can't.
Any one of them is one of the top events in my life. The one that I'm seeing at the moment is the best one. And I will tell you, though, that he says that it is an awe-inspiring moment, and he has seen people who have just fallen to the ground and wept when they have seen their first solar eclipse.
Come on.
Because,
come on!
Because
nobody's fallen to the ground and weeping.
Because it is fun. It is apparently overwhelming.
Nope.
Not the case. It's not that overwhelming.
People witnessing their first eclipses, and after totality, they are down on their knees weeping. It's just an incredibly moving
they
event.
They wasted their day to do this.
Went this far for that?
Oh, it sucks.
Tears of regret.
It is called the most beautiful natural phenomenon anyone can experience.
You've named a lot of dudes that are shadow lovers. Any women in that article? Or
there aren't any mentioned. That doesn't mean there aren't a lot of Victoria's Secret models that are also into it. Just they're not interviewed for this piece. But
none of the women are on their knees sobbing.
Now, having heard
it's
all of
so
this,
so beautiful.
Having heard all this, and I know you mock nature and you spit in the face of God, but let me ask you this: aren't you the tiniest bit sad that we're not in the path of totality now?
Nope.
Don't you feel like
Would it be cooler to be in the path of totality than not? Sure. Am I going to be super upset about it? No.
Are you going to be a little bit upset about it?
It would be cooler if we were.
But do you wish, now that you've heard all about it in recent weeks and especially recent days, don't you wish you had planned to go to where you could see the whole experience?
No.
Really?
Because,
you guys are getting 60-something. I'm getting 90-something. And I think we're wasting our time if we're not seeing it all, to tell you the truth.
You're not happy with 90?
You're getting 90-something.
I'm getting 92, and I feel like it's a real letdown.
Travel across the country and end up with another...
No, what I'm saying is I feel like this is my big chance. I should have taken the day off and gone to where I could see 100. That's what I'm saying. I should have kept it 100 today.
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
That doesn't make any sense, kid. Anyway, so be prepared to get down on your knees and weep today. So there you go.
Right.
So mad at the kid.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
This just got real.
We talked to Harvey Levin on Mondays from TMZ. We also we have some beer mug interviews. He went out and got some interviews of people about their eclipse fever.
I can't wait!
Excellent. You know, stories of them falling to the ground. Right. And crying.
Had they heard of it? Did they know it was happening?
I haven't listened to it yet, so I don't know about that. I'm going to just guess. No, they don't care. I'm going to recap Game of Thrones last night.
I'm sorry,
that was a pretty good episode.
You've never watched it?
I watched it last night.
And why? You're going to recap what you saw?
Full recap
with. Like names and backstory?
Sure.
Oh, no.
I got it all.
Nope.
I was able to jump right in and immerse yourself
in it. Yeah. Okay.
It's an easy show to just dip into.
Exactly.
I don't think it is, Kevin.
There aren't a lot of characters and a great deal of story.
There's a question or two, sure, but for the most part, I think I pretty much got it.
I got it down. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much so you saved all those years of having to watch it because you're just as caught up as people have seen every episode.
Now I'm bummed that I hadn't been watching it up until now because last night was amazing.
Oh.
What, you're saying that show's good?
Yes.
Really?
Why did anyone tell me?
No one's talking about it.
Dana White's going to be in studio talking Mayweather-McGregor, and we're going to give away a free pay-per-view like we're going to do every day this week, and we're going to broadcast from outside, and we're going to drop to our knees and cry while watching the eclipse.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Allie McKay.
Yes.
In for Ralph Kramer with the Showbiz Beat on this Monday morning. What's going on?
I am indeed. And you know what? If you're up this early, I'd like to give you something.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's the way to start.
I know. It's really nice of me. I mean, and it's a pretty good pair of tickets. It's only to one of the funniest men in the universe, Jim Jefferies. So, yeah, kids love him. Kids love him. If you're free this Saturday, I'd like to give you a pair of tickets to Jim Jefferies, the Unusual Punishment Tour at the Terrace Theater in Long Beach. Again, it is this Saturday. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. There's also an additional show September 16th out at the Civic Parks Plaza in Thousand Oaks. But these tickets for Saturday in Long Beach.
The Unusual Punishment Tour.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but I'm into it. And if you would like to go, let's take caller 12. Pair of tickets. 1-800.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067.
Yeah.
I love you.
Thank you, Doto. We haven't heard him in a while.
That's been a while.
Yeah. I'm not saying we should. But
that guy. Okay. What do you need him for?
I mean, I'm talking about you, and I'm saying it would be nice to hear from you.
Agreed.
That's just me. You interested in the box office over the weekend?
Sure.
Yeah! He loves movies.
He sure does.
It's true. Coming in at its debut with $21.6 million, The Hitman's Bodyguard. Second, Annabelle Creation. Third, Logan Lucky, debuted at $8.1 million. I thought it would do a little better. Is that weird?
I don't know if that's weird. I felt like it would do a little better than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Dunkirk coming in fourth, The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature, is fifth, followed by The Emoji Movie, Spider-Man Homecoming, Girls Trip, The Dark Tower, and Wind River, closing out the top 10. Wind River. Nope.
Wind River.
Anyone?
Yeah, we talked about it. I've already forgotten.
Though. Same.
Yeah.
Just better. River.
I think it had a bunch of good people in it, if I remember correctly.
Some wind.
If this is going to again be that that movie we forgot last week,
probably.
I'm going to be very sad.
That was Glass Castle.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, good stuff. A sad weekend, if you were a Jerry Lewis fan. He died Sunday after a brief illness at the age of 91. Really? No death tuba for Jerry Lewis?
Right.
I spent I spent a lot of time thinking about Jerry Lewis yesterday.
Hold on. No death tuba for Jerry Lewis, of all people?
We haven't had a death tuba in months here, you guys.
What?
You haven't noticed? There hasn't been a death tuba in months. Jerry Lewis is one of those guys who people may have heard of, but have no idea what a giant he was of 20th century comedy and cinema. People would be stunned to know what a big star he was for decades and decades and decades.
Yeah, between all of his acting roles, his stand-up, he was a producer, a singer, everything.
Everything. Did it singer, all. Yeah, did it all. Broadway star, did it all. I mean, just a giant of the industry. But most people today, they probably just know him as that old bitter guy. And by the way, I want to make a pitch, Kevin. I think we need to revisit Jerry Lewis's last ever interview on television. Do you remember?
I mean, yeah, I do, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be a nice tribute to Mr. Lewis today.
I'm not positive that would be a nice tribute.
And strangely, I thought he was going to go his last ever bang with Allie.
I mean,
let me first just talk about what he did for children.
Okay,
because then? I think it's a good lead-in.
Okay, good.
I think most people, the younger generations, would know him as the guy that did the telethon, right? He first helped raise money for muscular dystrophy in a telethon in 1956. And then the telethon, long known as the Jerry Lewis MDA telethon, began airing on Labor Day weekend in 1966. And he served as host until 2011. And over nearly half a century, he raised $2.6 billion in donations. That's incredible. That alone is a legacy anyone would want, let alone all of his movies and everything. He's just...
That's a humanitarian right there.
That's an amazing, amazing amount of money.
Not enough to cure it, though, right?
Nope, not enough to cure it.
Try a little harder, Jerry.
And boy, was he great in the sack.
Sure was,
yeah.
Right?
I'll show you some material, you'll know.
Oh, God.
Do it well.
Oh, yeah.
No.
G-g-ga!
Dusty Kowtow.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's great.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Just as hard.
Smell it.
It was terrific.
Yes.
All right, clean it out of here.
Lady Gaga!
Get a day job.
I mean, it was
sounds
special.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was
really
very
sounds
special.
Great.
We just played that talking about a legend that passed away this weekend. Just want to make that clear.
How often do you want to hear clean it out of here at the end, by the way?
I mean, as often as a dusty cowtown,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
That's not the nicest review you've ever gotten in bed.
You'd be surprised, Bean. Oh, goodness. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about some Bean news, quite frankly. What's up with your girl, T-Swizzle? What is happening?
Okay.
We're going to find out about
that. Do we have to call her T-Swizzle?
I don't know why I did. I don't think I ever have. And
right.
I will remedy that by the next one. No
thank
problem.
You very much. It's fine.
No problem. Hey, let's talk about some stars. Born today, August 21st. Kim Cattrall is 61. Serge Tankian, 50 years old. System of a Down singer.
Yeah.
Is that how you say his name?
Yes.
I just call him Serge, but I wasn't sure of his last name.
I'm not so sure.
Was that Toto again?
It was.
Oh, all right.
I don't know.
Okay, Hayden Panettiere is 28, Alicia Witt is 42, actress Carrie-Anne Moss is 50, and comedian Bo Burnham is 27 years old. I'm Allie McKay, in for Al Garman, walking the show.
All right, sure, we've got the eclipse fever.
Eclipse.
What about Harvey Levin? What kind of boss is Harvey Levin? Do you think he'll let his employees walk outside and take a look upstairs for a few minutes?
His employees haven't walked outside in 6 months.
No. They sleep there.
They sleep there. They eat right? Got a lot of work to do, Harvey.
Yeah. Harvey. Come on, and then they're going to walk in blind.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I hope they won't stare at the eclipse. What's your level of excitement for the Great American Eclipse today, Harvey?
I got none.
None. Join the club.
Really?
It's like, okay, you want the sun to disappear? Close your damn eyes. It's like, who cares?
Well, here's what I'll tell you, Harvey.
I'm really sorry, and I know that's really short-sighted and whatever. It's going to get a little dark. It gets dark every night.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, though, Harvey, is that pretty much everybody agrees with you, but Bean is obsessed and has been talking about it for months.
I do love it.
Maybe
I love
years.
It so much. All right. Well, way to throw water on my party. I appreciate that, Harvey.
I'm telling you, it's just I could not care less.
Really? The sun is going to disappear. What does it take to impress you?
Okay, how about this? Clouds make the sun disappear.
Yeah, well.
That's a good point.
Wow, this is hurtful.
The sun disappears every night, too.
Let's move on.
Every single night.
Right? Let's move on to TMZ.com with our party pooper friend, Harvey Levin. I love these stories. The top two stories right now are fascinating to me, Harvey. And why don't we start with, because we got Dana White coming in next hour talking about the big fight, of course. Big Mayweather-McGregor fight this weekend in Las Vegas.
FYI.
I do, too. He's great. And now you are getting into the details of why Justin Bieber and Floyd Mayweather are no longer BFFs. What's going on here?
This is a great story. So Justin Bieber, you know, has been deep, deep, deep into the Hillsong Church, which is this kind of new age church that a lot of young celebrities are going to now. And for more than a year, I think 2 years actually, Justin's been, this has been his life. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that the church has done, they haven't told him get rid of specific individuals, but they've said, look, take bad influences in your life and put boundaries up. And Justin made a decision that part of what Floyd is about, you know, with strippers and some of his, you know, problems, that personal problems he's had, that he just doesn't want to be a part of that.
Right.
So what he did was he did what some consider to be declaring war. He unfollowed Floyd on Instagram.
Now,
we can laugh at that, and I get it, but the fact here's the reality. It means something. I mean, it's a symbol of something. It means something these days. It just does.
It means you're not friends anymore, usually.
Well, what I'm told is Justin wasn't saying, look, it's not that I hate you, it's not that I'm not going to talk to you, but I am pulling back, and I just don't want to be part of that. Well, Floyd went crazy. He went nuclear on him. And how dare you? You've betrayed me. You're a traitor. I stuck with you when you were having your personal meltdown, and it is over. And now I kind of figured out why Justin was so, you know, we got Justin out about 5 or 6 days ago when we got him in Running Canyon and asked him, would Floyd knock Connor out? And, you know, Justin's always been in the money team.
He walks in with them in a fight.
He said no. And I thought, wow, that's really weird.
Yeah.
And now you know.
Now we know. Interesting. All right. Thing two, another feud. And, man, it was the best elevator video ever, wasn't it, a couple of years ago with Solange beating up on Jay-Z in an elevator and Beyonce just standing up against the back of the wall just watching the whole thing go down. It ended up being on the Flawless song on Beyonce's Lemonade album, about $1 billion in the elevator and S going down and stuff. And now Jay-Z is finally on the record talking about it. This is big news, Harvey.
It's big news. In fact, remember, that's our video. That's the video we put up. And I remember putting it up and just see. It was one of the biggest videos we've ever put on the site. And
oh, yeah. How often do you see superstars fighting with each other in an elevator?
Well, it was crazy. And he has said really nothing about it. He kind of did. He really did kind of address it in Kill Jay-Z, the song, his new song,
right,
where he talks about, you know, that he didn't want to go all Eric Benet, which is code, and he threw Eric under the bus. But he said that he's afraid of what a stupid thing to try and to lose Beyonce. So he essentially was acknowledging there was some kind of infidelity. But here he didn't address it specifically. He was doing a podcast, and he said, look, he said, Solange and I have had one disagreement, and we were cool before, and we're cool after, and I don't even view her as my sister-in-law, I view her as my sister. So what he's saying is there is an unbreakable bond. They had one little disagreement, fine before, fine after, but never in this podcast.
It was a pretty big disagreement.
What happened.
It was a pretty large disagreement, it looked like.
I'm not sure it was a disagreement. I think this was very one-sided.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. But you don't cheat on Beyonce. That's the takeaway here, right, Harvey?
Well, it's funny because it is significant that he's not really talked about it, but he did kind of say it in that song.
And that song is sort of an I'm sorry, what an idiot I am.
Yeah.
Now let's look at Silver Linings, okay? So Beyonce was able to do Lemonade.
Right.
Where she talked about Becky with the good hair, was that it?
Sure.
That's it, yeah.
Becky with the good hair made a lot of money off of that, got a lot of publicity off of that. And then Jay-Z's doing this. He did the song Kill Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
They've made a lot of money off of this thing.
Yes. So silver lining of cheating.
Silver lining.
Right? All right. Huh. Cheat and make a lot of dough. There you
I feel
go.
Like maybe she'd disagree. I don't know.
All right. TMZ throughout the day on Fox Channel 11. As always, TMZ Live at 4 p.m. TMZ Sports, Monday through Friday at midnight on Fox Sports 1. And Harvey, have fun watching that eclipse today, my friend. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week. As we were talking about, Dana White, the president of the UFC, is going to be joining us in studio next hour here on the Kevin and Beach. I'm very much looking forward to that. Also, Beer Mug did some Eclipse Fever interviews for us. We haven't heard these yet, but
I've heard them.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the level of excitement from the kids on the street?
Through the roof.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. People are losing their effing minds.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Can't wait.
Also, Kevin has decided it is time, with one season left, to jump on board the Game of Thrones train. And he's going to recap last night's episode for us. The first episode he's ever seen, which means he's seen one more episode than either Allie or I have.
I've got a pretty good grasp on it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to
feeling
that
pretty good
out.
About that, yeah. First, though, the great Jerry Lewis passed away yesterday. We were discussing that on the Showbiz Beat a little while ago. And I made reference to the fact that what it turned out to be Jerry Lewis's
last ever interview was so memorable. It was last year the Hollywood Reporter decided to do a special package in their end of the year issue where they were going to interview people, a bunch of people in their 90s, about how they were still working and still creative and still in love with show business. And it was a great piece. They talked to Don Rickles, who has also since passed on, by the way, Norman Lear, Betty White, a bunch of people who were, you know, legends. And as I say, this turned out to be Jerry Lewis's last ever interview. And the man who was working for the Hollywood Reporter at the time, Andy Lewis.
God bless him for trying.
God bless him. Right? He's a huge Jerry Lewis fan. He was so thrilled to have the opportunity to interview Jerry, but it didn't go great, and it didn't go great from the first minute that they sat down in Mr. Lewis's home in Las Vegas.
We're doing a feature on people who are still working in their 90s. Have you ever thought about retiring?
Why?
Was there never a moment that you thought it might be time to retire, or you would want
why?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, because you're in your 90s is the answer.
Yeah, because maybe you'd like to relax a little bit, enjoy, and not have the pressure of having to work. Sure, it's a very legitimate question and very much in keeping with what the theme of the story was in the Hollywood Reporter.
Bede and I have both done interviews that went that way, and you know immediately that this is going to be a disaster.
Yeah, you're definitely pushing a rock uphill at this point. And it has to be so sad for the reporter because, again, he loves Jerry Lewis, and he's so excited to have this opportunity to spend with him, but he's just got to press on. He's got to do the best he can.
What's different about performing now for you than, say, 20 years ago? How is it different for you?
It isn't.
Not at all?
Not at all.
You've been coming to Vegas for you've lived here for a while. You've been coming here for a long time. How is Vegas different for you than when you first came here? When was the first time you performed in Vegas?
1947.
Well, can you tell me what Vegas was like when you first showed up?
It's not. It's the same.
Really?
It's the same?
Exactly the same.
Okay. Really?
So at this point,
no city has changed more since 1947 than Las Vegas.
And what is it?
Literally, no city in the world has changed more. So at this point, he's not just not trying. He's now actively working against the interviewer, right? He's going out of his way to be as contrary as possible. He is miserable. And what do you do if you're this poor guy, this Andy Lewis? What do? You can't just bail. I mean, you've got to get a story. You got to get something for your magazine. You got to keep trying, right?
I mean, I guess you would feel that way. After we've done this many interviews, I would just say, oh, well, you know, if you're not in the mood, it's cool.
Yeah.
But when you're there and you're tasked with getting that interview, you've got to get some soundbite, and he's got nothing.
You
got
to take something back, right? And by the way, they set this thing up. Mr. Lewis, we know you're busy. We need 15 minutes. That's all they need was 15 minutes, including setup. But this is the best they could get.
Like, what is it about Vegas that you like? Or what is it about, like, how would you describe the place? Like, when you show up in 1947, what was it? It wasn't a little bit of a dusty cow town. What was it like?
A dusty cow town.
And do you still think of it as a sort of dusty cow town?
No.
But it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same. This poor bastard, too. You can just hear him try. He's trying to craft just the most open-ended questions ever.
Yeah. So Jerry he's will doing say the right thing, for sure.
Yeah. It's certainly not his fault. That's for sure.
I think I read that you're also still writing some screenplays or doing work.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it easier now to write a screenplay?
No, just as hard.
Just as hard. And how about do you take some time each day to write, or how do you do it in a dictaphone? How do you do?
If I tell you, you'll be doing it.
And so you've worked with a lot of...
God, it hurts my soul.
It does. It's very pivotal. And by the way, what kind of an answer is, if I tell you, you'll be doing it? What does that even mean?
Especially when he's not talking about secrets. He's just talking about the process.
Do you
record your voice and then...
Or do you write it out longhand, or do you dictate it to a secretary? What do you do?
People do it that way. There's nothing for this guy to steal.
Yes, exactly. Right.
A lot of people over the years. What do you have a favorite story about, like Dean or Frank Sinatra or somebody that you work with?
Anyone?
You know, over the years that you'd like to share?
No.
Not at all?
None.
How about you have an unfavorite story you'd like?
Nope. Not for this.
So I guess we're finished.
Sure. Anything else you want to?
No.
So we're finished.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's escort you out of Mr. Lewis's home there. And that's the legacy, Jerry Lewis's last...
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
And for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat here on a Monday morning is Allie McKay. What's going on?
Hey, we've talked about this before. Who has more fun on stage than the Foo Fighters?
I mean...
Zero people.
Yes, right? I think they're doing it everything right.
Yeah. Absolutely, including something that happened over the weekend at Tokyo's Summer Sonic Festival. I don't know if you guys saw this. Kevin, did you see it? I know Bean did.
The festival? Their performance?
What happened there?
I don't know. I don't.
Okay. You're in for a treat.
Okay.
This is amazing. So Dave Grohl's on stage, and he talks about how he met another performer just 2 minutes prior to them coming out. That performer, Rick Astley. And he is super pumped. He's like, I just met him 2 minutes ago. And then he brings him out, and they launch into Smells Like Teen Spirit. Super. You know the rules. I feel commitments while I'm thinking of. You want to get yourself any other life. See what they did?
That's pretty awesome.
They started.
Hey, Rick Grohl!
Yeah.
Or did they Rick Grohl?
You leave right now. You stand up and you walk out of this room and you don't come back.
But seriously, they started Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I'm glad to hear that because I saw the picture on Instagram, on Dave Grohl's Instagram,
yeah.
But I wasn't quite sure what was happening. I'm glad that they did that. That's awesome.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
So good.
It's phenomenal. It's so clever. And the fact that they never, ever, as far as I know, have played Smells Like Teen Spirit and never would. And people are so excited.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So
I can't
pumped.
Believe they're doing it. Oh, wait a minute. What's happening? And then a live Rick Grohl is just brilliant.
Again. Rick Grohl, right? A little bit, just a little. A little.
Pointed her, would you?
Can we move on if we agree?
Finally, quite just so you can get out.
All right, ship's due in showbiz. Do you want that?
Yes.
Okay.
At this point, yes.
Right.
No, we're just kidding. No, we're kidding. Go ahead. You can
finish. Okay, I wasn't sure.
It's all right.
From awesome music news to Taylor Swift. You saw this meme. Her social media went dark. Mm-hmm. On Friday, her Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook all wiped clean, all blank. Mm-hmm. What does it mean?
Would you say there are blank spaces? Is that what you would say?
You get out, too.
You get right. You pick up your stuff and you walk out.
Is that a song by her?
I think so. It's a very popular song.
Oh, is it?
I mean, I think the consensus is that she's, she's clear in the decks because she's getting ready to unveil new music. And August is her preferred month to debut new singles.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
That's when she's done it in the past, or know that this is.
I think three of the last four albums have the first singles come out in August, and I think that's what's happening here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she's due, so we're all very excited.
Did she do
very
this in the past?
Excited.
Did she wipe her social media clean for 1989 and whatnot?
I don't remember this being part of it.
Hmm.
But
what if she quit?
What if this
I don't
was
think
it?
That's
Wouldn't that be
done?
Awesome?
I don't think
I'm finished.
Likely.
You know what? I've done it. I've done everything I could do.
I've achieved it.
I've achieved everything I need to achieve, and I'm out.
She does have the... here's what's going on the Taylor Swift rumor hotline, that she's got an appearance scheduled for Good Morning America on the 31st. So it's likely that she will be on promoting a new single. That's what we're all hoping for.
That is what we're all hoping for.
We are.
Big news.
Okay, August 31st.
Yeah, so we'll see.
It's a big deal. Very big deal. Also a big deal, John Boyega. We all know him as Finn.
Sure.
Of course. We love him so much. He was on BBC Radio 4's Today program Friday morning, and he was asked if a couple very famous people in England would be joining the cast of the new Star Wars film, The Last Jedi. I did not know this. Apparently the rumors are that Prince William and Prince Harry might be showing up as stormtroopers. Remember they did that with, who was it?
Daniel Craig.
Yes, 007 wound up being one of the stormtroopers.
Right.
Here's what John Boyega said. He said, I think they took that scene out, then added, I've had enough with these Prince William secrets, man. They come on set. They were there, man. Tom Hardy was there, too. I said it. I'm sick of hiding this. I think he's now just going to keep naming a bunch of people. He broke. I don't know who was interviewing him, but good job,
yeah,
right?
Nice work.
But he did stop short of saying if they actually had speaking parts or even filmed cameos. So he's doing the right thing. He's keeping the ball rolling.
Sure.
Absolutely. Some good stuff right there. Hey, you guys. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? Kim Cattrall, she's 61. Lead singer of System of a Down, Serge Tankian, is 50. Alicia Witt is 42. Actress Hayden Panettiere is 28. And Bo Burnham, 27 years old. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
The new K-Rock summer sticker, just in time for the beginning of summer here in 2017, is now available at all SoCal Hot Topic locations. You go to krock.com, you enter the password on the back of the sticker, and you can win an amazing array of prizes, including a private show from Green Day in your garage, front row tickets to see the band at the Rose Bowl September 16th, a $500 Hot Topic gift card, and a 2017 Honda Civic LX. Let's not rush past that, by the way. That's a new freaking car,
right?
Just for filling out a password on krock.com. Anyway, get all the details at the website. And don't forget, every day Beer Mug is out on the streets giving away lots of great concert tickets and stickers, too. Today is going to be at the Hot Topic in Lakewood. And he joins us here in the studio right now. Hey, Muggs.
Good morning, everyone.
Muggs, do you have the eclipse fever?
Eclipse.
Fever.
You know what?
In the morning.
Eclipse.
Fever all through the night.
I'm going to take you. Take that as a yes.
I don't. No.
No, he doesn't.
Not at all.
I couldn't really care less. No.
All right. So you were the right man to send out on the street to talk to listeners about the eclipse.
Precisely.
And this is how the first one goes.
Sir, do you have eclipse fever?
What the hell is that?
Are you excited about the solar eclipse?
The only eclipse I know is like Mitsubishi eclipse, and I like those.
That was a hilarious answer. Holy shit, I did not expect that.
You get when you're stoned, you know?
That's what you get when you're stoned.
See, because there's a car called the Eclipse.
Right.
Right.
And then he continues.
Are you experiencing eclipse fever?
Actually, you know what? I wasn't at first, but now it's starting to get pretty hot.
Well, what are you excited about specifically?
Well, you know, they always say that, you know, you're never going to see the sun ever cross the moon, and then you do, and it's like, oh my gosh, there it is, and... Yep, there it is.
Yep, there it is. I think that's my problem with it, too, is you've seen pictures of what it's going to look like and video of what it's going to look like, and then it's going to look like that.
Mm-hmm. But
then it's done.
And then you're going to go, yeah.
But Kevin.
That happened.
let me put this in terms you can understand.
Okay.
You had watched a lot of Barcelona soccer on television.
Right.
But then when you went there and we were in the stadium live and in person, wasn't it a million times better to be experiencing it in real life?
Yes.
Well, same thing for the eclipse.
Not really.
Why is it not really? It's exactly the same.
Because you're still going to be where you are, and you're going to be looking up in the sky, and you're going to see what you've seen in pictures. You're not...
You're going to see it in person, though. It's not like looking at a screen and seeing it go dark. The world around you is going to go dark at 11 o'clock in the morning.
All right, I can't wait.
You just compared the eclipse with soccer. And I respect it. I respect what you just did.
Soccer's so much better. That's the point.
Okay.
Yeah. Muggs continues.
Brandon, do you have eclipse fever?
Yeah, but I'm going to be at work, so...
You're not going to even see it?
I'll see it.
Are you, like, what are you excited about specifically about the eclipse?
I don't know.
All right.
Good answer. He's given it a lot of thought.
He sure has.
Candace, do you have eclipse fever?
Kind of. I heard that Bonnie Tyler is going to perform, so that sounds kind of cool, like total eclipse of the heart.
Now, here's the thing about that. That has gotten so much play because the song is not about an eclipse.
No.
No, it's not at all.
And I don't believe she'll be on the cruise with Bonnie Tyler, so how is she going to see this?
She has no idea that she can't see it because she's not going to be on the cruise.
But she thinks it's so cool that somewhere Bonnie Tyler is going to be singing a song that isn't about a solar eclipse at the same time there is a solar eclipse.
So what does Muggs do? He clarifies for her.
But that's the only thing that really kind of gets me... I want to see what's going on because that's been all over my Facebook feed.
Candace, let me hear a little bit of Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Turn around every now and then I get a little bit lonely and the something something going down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the song she was so excited about that she doesn't even know. That doesn't even talk about an eclipse.
That's right.
All right. He talks to a guy who has already seen an eclipse.
Ooh.
Previously in his life.
Rick, do you have eclipse fever?
Eclipse fever.
Solar eclipse?
Not really. I saw one when I was like 12 years old in Texas.
How was it?
Well, they took us out to see it. We were in school. It was fun.
Nothing you would go do again?
Nah, not really. I'm okay with it.
So Bean's pretty lame.
I think Bean needs a better hobby.
I would like to point out that Beer Mug is leading the witness with a lot of these negative questions about, it kind of sucks, doesn't it, right?
But honestly, he says, I saw it when I was 12 in school, and you know what? That's good.
Yeah. He wasn't old enough to appreciate it. This is going to be a whole new ballgame today.
Do you have eclipse fever?
I do. I have all my friends actually ended up leaving. Everybody's in Oregon.
Now, this guy has a sad story because he is actually excited, and he's the only one that didn't go to the path of total eclipse or whatever it's called.
So I'm kind of left stranded. 70%. There's 70%ers over here.
So where are you going to be watching the eclipse on Monday?
That's a great follow-up question to a guy who has eclipse fever.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching it. Still trying to get a hold of some glasses. I know I need to get some glasses.
See, that's the problem. Be careful, because I heard they're selling some on Amazon, but some of them are bootlegs, and you don't want to go blind.
No, you don't want to burn your retinas off. I heard that you get eternal eclipse burned into your eyes forever.
By the way, I did a little research on this over the weekend. I had a lot of eclipse feelings this weekend.
Sure.
And I was wondering if anyone in the history of eclipses has ever gone blind from looking at an eclipse. Because isn't that that's the warning, right?
Yeah.
Don't that is look the warning. At the eclipse or you will go blind.
Mm-hmm.
Please, somebody send me an article if you found one. But I couldn't find one person in the history of the world who's ever gone blind from looking at an eclipse. Now,
so let me clarify. So you're saying you don't go blind if you look at the sun. That's what you're saying.
That doesn't mean you don't damage your eyes. And there are lots of stories about people who damage their eyes and have like a spot in the middle of their eye that's there for the rest of their life. And they, you know,
so you
never
do
get
need
rid
the
of
glasses.
It. Yeah, you absolutely need the glasses, and you can definitely hurt your eyes. I just wondered, because the warning is always you go blind. I don't know that anyone's ever gone blind. But Mugs, today, I think you need to try it.
Right?
How dare you?
Just to see. Just to prove
just
it to once
see if it's
and for
possible.
All.
Just to help the rest of us out now. Yeah.
And then finally, Mugs interviews Vampire.
Aaliyah, do you think vampires are going to come out?
Yes. Honestly, yes. I believe in them personally, so I think they're going to kill everyone on the eclipse.
I wasn't. I was not prepared for that answer. When the sun is covered, their skin doesn't burn, so they're going to come out and kill everyone.
That's wow.
Did you guys know that?
No. That's good information.
Right?
What is your name?
Sadie,
pretty lady. Where are you from, Sadie?
I'm also from West Covina.
West Covina in the house. Do you have eclipse fever, Sadie?
Oh, totally. I love the eclipse.
Have you ever heard the song Total Eclipse of the Heart?
No.
It goes like this. Turning around.
Nope.
Every
nope.
Now and then I get a little bit closer when I see you turn or come
no.
around.
Again.
That's the song, yeah.
That's the song.
You heard that song.
I've heard that
you
were, song.
You know that song. That's the song.
I heard that was the title.
It's about the eclipse.
It's not at all.
It's not. And the wrong words from Jump.
Nailed it. Why were you lying to Sadie Pretty Lady?
Why didn't you call her Sadie Pretty Lady?
I don't know. I felt like a hype man.
Andrew from Riverside, the 949, writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, how does the moon cut his hair? How does the moon cut his hair? Eclipse it. Eclipse it! I support you, Andrew. Keep doing what you're doing, my friend. Hey, it is Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We had anticipated our good friend, the president of the UFC, Dana White, being in studio, but apparently has a very busy morning here the week of the big fight in Las Vegas this weekend. So he is running a little bit late, but he is going to be joining us, we think, around 8 o'clock, maybe? Is that where
I believe
for?
So, yeah.
All right. I have been looking forward to this all weekend long, you guys. I saw a listener had tweeted, not to us, but to Stryker and Nicole, who do afternoons and nights here on K-Rock, with an interesting question.
The tweeter wrote in, what is, and I have no idea why this occurred to this person or why this particular parameter, but what is the most played song on K-Rock of the last 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know why 15 years. I don't know why we're going back to 2002, but that was his question. In the last 15 years on K-Rock, what single song has been played more than any other?
Okay. To be clear, it's not a song that came out in the last 15 years. It's just overall played. Right?
It could be a song that came out in the last 15 years. It could be a song that's 40 years old.
Oh,
but
okay.
In the last 15 years, what has been played the most on K-Rock? And I thought that was a really interesting question. Mm-hmm. So I reached out behind the scenes to the music department here at K-Rock, and I said, hey, with your fancy computer program that keeps track of all the music we play here on the station, is there any way to run the numbers on this and come up with an answer for me? And Lisa, who works in the music department, says, yeah, I'm on it. So she sent me back the top three songs of the last 15 years. And I thought it might be interesting to see if somebody can guess what those songs are. I posted this on Friday afternoon that we were going to be doing this on Monday morning, and a lot of people wrote in with a lot of different guesses. Stryker, who it was originally addressed to, here's what he wrote back. Smells Like Teen Spirit is my guess.
Yeah.
I can say that is not the case. Then he said Santeria. After that, he guessed What I Got, Everlong, Killing in the Name, Under the Bridge. Those are all songs that Stryker came up with off the top of his head. Mm-hmm. None of them are in the top three of
you
the most played songs.
You are kidding me.
I would assume, I was thinking about this too, I would assume that's because of the 15-year limit, because that doesn't count any of the 90s. And that's where most of those songs came from.
In other words, most of the plays for Smells Like Teen Spirit and the Santeria songs would have been before the 2002 kickoff.
Certainly, we've played them a tremendous mm-hmm. amount, but are they right. in the top three of the last 15? Apparently not, and I would guess that's why.
I think you're right. I mean, I know you're right because they're not in the top three, but I think your reasoning is correct also. So we thought it might be fun for you to give us a call or text if you can't call. Same number, 1-800-520-1067. That's the question on the table. Can you guess what is the most played song on K-Rock for the last 15 years? So if you're one of those people who goes, every time I turn on K-Rock, they're playing fill in the blank. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the number one song. So you give us a call. Let's go around the room and see what y'all come up with.
Owl City Fireflies.
Unfortunately and tragically,
sure that was number one.
That did not make the top. Now, I only have the top three, so it's very possible, Kevin, that that's number four. That
sure.
could be the fourth most played song over the last 15 years, but unfortunately, I don't have that. Do you have another guess?
I actually had written down Foo Fighters Everlong as one of my guesses.
But you already, I mean, it's not a bad guess.
But you already said no on that, right?
That is a no. That is a no guess.
Allie says she has all three.
Well, no. Now I have none.
Now you have none.
No. I thought it was Smells Like Teen Spirit, What I Got, and Under the Bridge.
So the three of the ones that Stryker came up
yeah.
with, you would have come up with the exact same one. That's not interesting.
And I'm starting to think maybe Lisa pulled the top song since 2002. There's no way those three, I'm telling you, there's no way.
So you're disagreeing with the computer program.
Well, I'm thinking she pulled a different thing instead of the top played.
No, she did it from 2002, though, is what I think
see,
what's getting us.
I'm sorry. Those three songs are on there.
The list,
but they're not.
Though.
What, no, what but I'm they saying are. Is, trust me, I've listened to the station. Those three songs.
But I'm saying they're not because Lisa ran the last 15 years from 2002 mm-hmm. till today. What are the three most played songs?
I will say this: if it is not, then White Stripes,
Seven Nation Army.
Yes, Seven Nation Army is going to be.
Is that in there?
It is not.
Wow. Okay.
It could be top 10. It's just not
okay.
the top 3.
Then
don't worry, be
them,
happy.
Oh, Bobby McFerrin. Yeah. One will be Red Hot Chili Peppers, and if it's not, then her algorithm is BS, cuz let's be honest, every day
is
100
there
times
a Red
day.
Hot Chili Peppers song in the top 3.
I think I'd rather let people try to guess the songs
first. You
are
such a tease.
No. It's just before we start giving hints, why don't we mm-hmm. see if people can guess one of the three okay. most played songs of the last 15 years? All right, let's take some calls. 1-800-520-1067.
Chip has a guess quickly first.
Yes, Chip.
Zoot Suit Riot.
By the Cherry Poppin' Daddies?
Yep.
I'm afraid not, Jim, but an excellent guess. All right, let's just burn through them and see if y'all know, because I think you'll... Look, here's what I'll also say. even if you don't guess, when you hear the answers, there's no surprise here. It's going to be a song you've heard a thousand. It's not going to be something out of left field. Obviously, if it's a most played song, it's something we play all the time. So nothing will surprise you about this. It's just a question of whether or not you can guess it. So let's try Matt in Azusa to get us started on line one, please.
Hey, Matt. Hello, Matt. Matt,
well, Matt
going
is not
once, going twice.
Strong a start his, as I was hoping
taking
for.
Taking his answer very seriously.
Matt was calling with Don't Speak by No Doubt. I'm sorry, that's not right. And by the way, Jesse also texted in from the 213, I'm Just a Girl by No Doubt. Also not an answer, but thank you. Let's try David Long Beach, line three.
All right, David, hi. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Top three last 15 years.
Just guessing one, A Bad Habit by The Offspring.
I'm sorry, not in the top three, but thank you for trying.
That's a good guess.
None of these the top three.
Because there can only, because it's three different songs out.
Oh, okay. Why. Thank you.
This is only three as well.
Thank you, Dean.
Let's try Mario North Hollywood.
Hey, Mario.
Hi.
Top three last 15 years. Go.
Incubus Drive.
I'm sorry. No.
I mean, bad
you.
Guess. Thank you.
Line seven. Let's go to Mike, Huntington Beach, please. Up next.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
I was thinking System of a Down, Toxicity.
I would love that here on Serge Tankian's birthday today, but I'm sorry, it is not a System of a Down song. None of the top three are, but thank you. Let's do one more before the break. Let's make it Tony Aliso Viejo, line eight.
All right. Hey, Tony.
Yeah, Sex is on Fire, Kings of Leon.
Sex may be on fire. It's not in the top three, though. Thank you for calling.
Wow. All right. This is crazy.
This is nuts.
If look, we'll
wait,
take some
I have
more
another
calls.
Guess. I have another guess.
Yes.
Okay.
Linkin Park, Numb.
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh.
Come on now.
I can't help you. It's
but that's
just not.
A good guess.
We'll take some more calls, then we'll get some hits, and you'll know within a couple of minutes. 1-800-520-1067 for calls.
Just ahead of the Foo Fighters, let's take a couple of guesses. We're trying to pick the top three songs we've played on K-Rock in the last 15 years. Lupe in Hollywood. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hands down, it has to be Dramarama, Anything, Anything.
All right, here's what I'm going to say about that, Lupe. If we were asking for the most played song of the 90s, I bet you'd be right.
I think so, too.
But we're talking about of the last 15 years, and you have to admit, it's even on K-Rock, that has slowed down in the last few years. But thank you for calling. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. Let's do Eddie in Cypress Line 2, please.
All right. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Top three songs.
My guess was Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence, and I might be with Lupe on the last answer.
I think, I think you fell into the same pitfall. No Depeche Mode songs in the top three. Most played
really?
Since 2002, that's but a good insane. Guess. Thanks for listening. We'll find out after we hear this song from the Foo Fighters on K-Rock.
Hey, is this on the list? Is this on the list?
Nope. Hey, a listener asked on social media on Friday, what is the most played song on K-Rock for the last 15 years? And we were able to find out, and I thought it might be fun today to take your guesses and see if you can come up with anything in the top three. Let me before we go back to the phones, let me read a couple more quick texts. Heather in Irvine, Green Day, Welcome to Paradise, that is a no. Stephen Long Beach, Self-Esteem, Offspring, that is also a no.
Good guess.
Narisa in Whittier, Incubus, Pardon Me, that is a no. You guys tell me when you want hints, when you want us to start narrowing it down, these songs in the top three. In the meantime, let's take a few more calls, shall we?
Can I guess one?
Of course, yeah.
Creed, yes. Arms Wide Open.
Boom!
Beautiful, too. Beautiful.
It might be just outside the top three now, but I'm sorry. Let's try Emily, Pasadena, line two. She's naming a band we haven't talked about yet.
Hey, Emily.
Hi. My guess is What's My Age Again by Blink-182.
Great guess.
Fantastic
That's
guess.
That's top yes. three. No question.
And by the way, it's not. But while we were talking about this, while Stryker and Nicole and I were talking about this on Friday afternoon, Mark Hoppus weighed in and said, oh, great, no Blink-182 songs. Uncool, dudes. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Sean, line four. He has a guess from Los Alamitos.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, it's got to be Mr. Brightside by Phillies.
Great! Oh, that's a great guess,
that's
of course.
That's a fantastic guess. I'm sorry, it's wrong.
What?
Thank you. Come on.
Let's go to Armando Temecula, line seven, please.
All right, Armando, hi.
Good morning, guys. Morning, Allie.
Hey.
Top three songs last 15 years on K-Rock.
Jimmy Eat World in the Middle.
Oh, that's another
that's a
good
great
guess.
Guess.
That's wrong, but thank you for the call. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Let's go to Kristen Westwood, line eight.
All right. Hey, Chris.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Good.
I say Metallica, Enter Sandman, 100%.
Ooh, 100%.
Oh, he put 100% on it as well.
I'm sorry, you are not in the path of totality.
Wow.
No. It's a shame.
It's not correct.
Three doors down, kryptonite.
How are we missing this?
Kryptonite.
All right. Should I give you a hint?
I yes. think so.
Okay. Whoever's theory it was, I think it was, I can't remember. Somebody came up with a theory that it would have been a song that came out around then. So got lots and lots and lots of airplay for the entire time that it was a current song, and then continued to get, because it was so popular, continued to get lots of airplay in the years past. All three of the songs in the top three, as nearly as I can tell in the research, came out in 2002.
Break Stuff.
It's a little earlier. Oh. All three of them came out in the year 2002 and have never left K-Rock since.
Okay, I don't know exactly what's out.
Don't know if that helps anyone, but we can take a few more calls and then I'll roll them out for
how
you.
How about Candace?
Unfortunately, I just lost my call screener, Kevin, because you know how it goes, so you're just going to have to leave here.
Candace and Downey, hi.
Hi, I'm
going to
go with another Green Day song, When September Ends.
I'm sorry, no, but thank you very much.
That's a great guess.
I just got it.
You just got what?
And how do you know, Allie? How do you know you just got it?
Because it's from 2002.
Okay.
Maybe 2001.
Okay. All right.
A little low down creeping in.
Is it Eminem? Is it Lose Yourself?
It is neither of those.
All right. Okay. She had it, though, she said.
I had it.
Let's go to Katie.
Come on.
Katie, she's
very confident.
Katie in Huntington Beach. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
My guess is Californication by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I am sorry. It is a great guess. I'm sorry it is not correct, though. Nate from the 626 says, how about Clocks by Coldplay? No, I'm sorry. Manuel in the 818, how about Flagpole City? Get off my phone, Manuel. Chris in the 323, I think somebody already said Seven Nation Army. It is not that either.
Chip, I got a guess.
All right. Yes, Chip.
All My Life.
All My Life. You mean the number one most played song on K-Rock for the last 15 years, All My Life by Foo Fighters. How did you think of that, Chip?
Just thinking around that time frame.
Thinking about that time frame, yeah. Yes, that is. And, you know, here's the thing about Foo Fighters. I mean, you could have picked any number of songs, and a lot of people did call in with Everlong Friends. You could have picked any number of Foo Fighters songs, and they all would have made sense. But All My Life, I mean, now that you hear it's number one, it's not a surprise to anybody,
no,
right?
Not at all.
I say we still play Red Hot Chili Peppers a lot
number
more.
Number two of the most played songs on K-Rock for the last 15 years is a little song that goes something like this. No One Knows. By Queens of the Stone Age.
Queens of the Stone Age! Of course!
That's a pretty good guess, right?
Yeah.
Man.
And still a great song. We've played that so much, and it's still great.
It's still the best. And for everybody who guessed Red Hot Chili Peppers, they weren't number one, but they were number three. And of all the songs we play by the Chili Peppers,
no!
Can't Stop is the most played of their songs.
Again.
What? Which is a little bit of a surprise when you think about Californication,
right.
You think about Under the Bridge, but Can't Stop is number three, No One Knows by Queens of the Stone Age number two, and All My Life by Foo Fighters. Those are the most played songs. Thanks to everybody for
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
Eclipse.
When are we taking the show outside and going for nonstop wall-to-wall around the horn eclipse coverage?
What's around the horn?
You know what I mean?
We're going outside at 9, Bean.
Okay.
Because it begins at 9:01, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
You're going to have to.
And we're going to have team coverage.
Right.
Yes, we are going to have team coverage. Yeah. That's true. Let's put Beer Mug out on the street interviewing people as
good.
It's happening live. So we
I like
get some
it.
Good
sure.
play-by-play. All right, mm-hmm. We'll get it together. 7:53 Monday morning. Ali is in for Rob with the Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
I'm not sure if you saw this, but it was lovely. Jay-Z paid respects to his friend and collaborator, the late Chester Bennington, on Saturday at the V-Fest in the UK. He began by asking the crowd, can you guys light it up for Chester tonight? And then said, please make some noise so he can hear you all the way in heaven. And then the crowd continued on and sang Numb, and it was beautiful. Can I get some lights in the chest of tonight?
probably better in person.
It was beautiful when I heard it. Not so much there.
It was not a great clip.
Or maybe
what sounded cool.
Maybe beautiful shouldn't have been said. But it is lovely that you can have a whole crowd in the UK singing along to that.
Yeah,
song.
I love that.
Lovely. Maybe not beautiful. Moving on. Bean, you've talked a lot about if you win the lottery, you're out. You don't come on the show. You're gone, right?
Right. I don't let you know that I've won the Powerball. I don't hand in my notice. I just fail to appear that morning.
Right.
I was talking about that just this weekend with my wife because, you know, the big Powerball was, what, $500 million on Saturday night.
And you bought a ticket?
I did buy a ticket. Thank you. Thank you.
Very surprised by that answer.
Donna insisted. So I said to her, I said, you know what I'm really looking forward to is even though I'm rich as F, I said, I'm going to still get up at 5:30 to listen to the speculation on Kevin and Bean about whether I'm dead or not, because that's going to be your first thought. When I don't show, you're just going to assume I'm dead.
Yeah. I mean, that's a 45-second conversation, though.
What do you mean?
Then you move on.
Life for a living.
And then I thought, you know, they always, because this is the policy on this show, is we don't call people when they're late, because
right.
the later they are, if they've overslept, the more hilarious it is. And then I thought, okay, but at what point does Kevin go to Dave and say, look, it's funny and all, but go ahead and give him a call. Do you call me at 6:15? Do you call me at 7? What time do you call, do you think?
I don't know. I would guess 6:30-ish.
Because by then you figure, what's up, right?
Yeah.
So, and then I was telling Donna how fun that's going to be, just watch that little phone just ring, man, and
right.
not pick it up. Because I never, ever will speak to any of you guys again. You'll just eventually, it'll dawn on you when you see that the winning lottery ticket was sold where I am. Then you'll go, you'll put two and two together and it'll be priceless.
Well,
I've given it a lot of thought.
Another chance.
Define priceless.
It'll be priceless.
Okay.
Admit it, Kevin. When the realization hits you that A, Bean didn't answer the phone, didn't show up for work, and C, and then you realize that I have won
B,
the Powerball.
You won the lottery. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet.
It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, really.
Be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cooler for me than for you.
Sure,
pretty
of course.
Cool.
Well,
all right, why do you bring all this up, Alex?
Fingers crossed for you, Bean, because there was no winner in Saturday Night Strong. That means that Wednesday Night Strong is valued at $650 million. If you're wondering what the cash value is, if you decide to cash that out, a measly $411.7 million.
I mean, that's pretty strong.
That's good. That's real good right there.
Seriously. So Thursday, fingers crossed.
No Bean.
No Bean.
No Bean.
Bean's not going to buy a ticket this time. I guarantee
you. He's over it.
I guarantee you.
Well, I did waste $2 on Saturday. That's really not how I roll.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
I don't know if I just want to burn another $2.
Oh, my God. A baby was brought into the world on Thursday who, frankly, might have the best-looking parents ever. Derek Jeter and his wife, Hannah Davis, gave birth to their first child, Bella Raine Jeter, on Thursday. Derek Jeter is the first-time daddy at the age of 43. That's a good-looking baby. Is it an ugly baby? Because hot people sometimes have a really
ugly
kid.
Baby.
Oh, so sad. But we can all look forward to watching that child grow, can't we, as a people? All of these stars were born today, August the 21st. System of a Down singer Serge Tankian is 50. Carrie Ann Moss, 50. Actress Alicia Witt is 42. Hayden Panettiere, 28. And Bo Burnham is 27. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Hey, sidebar, please, if I could. So Dana White, not looking good for coming in, right?
Not positive about today.
Maybe not today. We'll try to get him on this week ahead of the fight. But we do still have the pay-per-view to give away, right?
Yes.
We're doing that between now and the end of the show?
Yes, we are.
Fantastic. So free fight for you this Saturday night, Mayweather versus McGregor pay-per-view party pack that includes a $250 gift card for the fight and refreshments, commemorative T-shirt, hats, and posters. All of that still to come here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Put away a hat.
And refreshments.
I love it. All right, it's time for the Afro line. Now, for the last week, we've been listening to a crazy man who calls the Afro line, and I believe he called it about 15 or 16 times in a row.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's a limit on it, and it does cut him off, and then he will call back. So I have the final two calls.
Oh.
Just to try and wrap up the series.
Okay.
Let's
good.
Get to the point. Let's end it, and then we can all move on with our lives.
Okay. By the way, you say crazy, which I don't appreciate. He's making a lot of sense to me.
All right, here he is.
Anyway, I'm awfully sorry whoever's listening to this. I know I'm taking up time. Perhaps not. I don't know. I've never called this line before, so I have no idea. My friend, he was trying to help an individual who, without stop talking, he had the unfortunate thing, a motor mouth. And unfortunately, I have motor mouth.
Right.
So my friend said, call someone who can't tell you to shut up. So I thought, boy, that's really good advice. I'll just leave a message.
That's it. So we can't
And
help.
The good thing is, I can pay for this call.
Good.
It's not going to affect me too bad because I found $100 out right outside my door because I guess I did somebody a favor one time and I just walked outside my door, looked down, there's an envelope, and I opened the envelope, it was $100.
That's cool.
Now, sometimes you get lucky. And I feel bad for, like, some kid who is left alone watching HBO. I watched Game of Thrones.
Me too.
I just objected to the violence. I didn't understand it. And then my brother, he explained a little bit of the plot, and I was equally shocked when he said, like, his sister had sex with her brother or something. I thought, I think the preference is by saying this show is for adults.
Okay, so that's okay. So that's second to last.
Uh-huh. He was making sense there with that Game of Thrones chunk.
Right. And now this is the final call, and this is where he brings it all home. He ties it all together.
Okay.
And he makes it all work.
Well, I'm trying to conclude now. So anyway, I remember at the point of my call.
All right.
My friend said, you know, wrap it up.
Right.
If you can. I said, I don't think I'm able to.
Okay.
So I got to get to the point. How come Donald Trump, how come he can't shave his head just for charity? I wish someone would ask him that.
I mean, that's a valid question.
Why not
shave your head for charity?
Yeah.
Was that the point of this call? Because I believe it's the first time he's mentioned it.
Yeah, it's the first time I've heard it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But every hair, honestly, he never had to. Well, I think he could shave again, you know, that eventually. I'm always suspect of people that, you know, they're like 89 years old and they have really dark hair like Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to knock Ronald Reagan. Okay. Every person does good and bad. And, you know, you listen to a conservative, you know, talk radio. And I mostly listen to them not because I agree with them, but because I'm going to find them extremely amusing.
I'm telling you, we're running out of time here, dude.
Yeah.
Bring it home.
You got to wrap it up in the next 19 seconds.
Oh, that seems hard.
What are the chances?
It's, you know, if I had a tough day and I need some laughs, I'll listen to them. I don't have to explain them why I listen to them.
Right.
You know, I find them very amusing. So anyway, I've decided to conclude this call.
All right.
I hope I can wrap it up.
So,
I can't guarantee it, but.
All right. Give it a try.
So anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
Oh, and that was it?
How appropriate they cut him off on so anyway. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day.
By the way, programming note, how about a young man on the program tomorrow bringing in a new song? His name is Jared Leto, and his band is called 30 Seconds to Mars. How about
All right.
that? Walk on Water is the name of the new song. First song in a while from 30 Seconds to Mars. We're excited to have Jared back on the program. That's tomorrow right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. The last time anyone in the United States witnessed a total solar eclipse was almost 40 years ago, you guys, back in February of 1979. So most of the people who are listening to this show are going to see their first ever total solar eclipse today. There are a group of people for whom this will not be their first, though. I made a reference last week to the eclipse chasers, Allie, and it sounded like you had not heard much about these people who travel the world year after year and follow eclipse. So I thought you might like to hear a little bit about what they're doing.
I mean, chasers. Let's just say we go to where an eclipse is. You're not chasing them.
Well, you are if you're flying to wherever the next one is and then flying off to the one after that.
Then if I go to baseball games, am I a MLB chaser? No, I'm just going to it.
Right, because those are in stadiums that are in the same place all the time. This one, you have to go to northern Russia
to see sometimes, or the or Antarctica. I mean, you have to go to crazy places.
I'm just saying chasers makes them seem a little more exciting than they are.
Yeah, all because right. Because chasers normally are used when there's an extreme storm. And right. that happens without warning, yeah. or sometimes it gets worse without
warning. And
you're
running towards them at the blink of an
right.
eye. You don't know if you'll live.
Right, exactly. Mm.
Donald Liebenberg is one of the eclipse chasers. He actually lives in Casper, Wyoming, so he will be watching this morning's eclipse from his front yard. And he says, boy, it's really a special treat to have one in my driveway. He has been to Turkey, Zambia, China, Puka Puka, a remote island in the Pacific, and other locations to see past eclipses. He is part of a small community of people whose lives orbit around total solar eclipses. These eclipse chasers are also known as umbrophiles or shadow lovers.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
He's doesn't say how old he is, but he looks like he's around 50. Kevin.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
think he's that guy. Right. He is attracted for the chance to scientifically observe the outer atmosphere of the sun, which is, you know, that's the best time all year long that it is visible because you can just see the part that the moon doesn't cover, you know, the part that blows up.
Right.
And that's what he does. He is an adjunct professor of astronomy at Clemson University at South Carolina. He has seen 26 total solar eclipses. He has also spent more time in totality, which as we now know is when the moon completely blocks the sun, than anyone else on Earth. He says the longest eclipse time on the ground is just shy of 8 minutes, but back in 1973, he talked French officials into letting him fly on the brand new Concorde, and it streaked across North Africa and kept up with the moon's shadow. The plane was going more than 1,000 miles an hour at almost exactly the same rate that the eclipse was going, and he was able to be in totality for 74 minutes.
Wait a minute.
But wouldn't he trade all of that for a date?
But I'm sorry. He talked French officials. What, he sent an email? He's like, listen, guys, I'd really love to be on that plane. Come on.
My guess is he appealed to them as a scientist and said this would be incredibly useful research for the world if I were able to spend more time in the path of totality. And they said, okay,
well, that's pretty impressive.
Let our American friend do that. 74 minutes in totality, by the way.
Yeah.
And he learned what from that? What was the big what?
Doesn't say in this article.
Scientific breakthrough. What was the big learned? Thing that he...
I doubt we would understand it anyway,
I
but
see.
It doesn't mention it. Glenn Schneider, an astronomer at Stewart University, Stewart Observatory, rather, at the University of Arizona, has been to 33 total solar eclipses. I am an eclipse junkie. I will admit that. People talk about eclipse addiction. I think I'm probably up here at the top of eclipse addicts. He says he cannot pick a favorite. Any one of them is one
they're
of the top.
Special.
It's like picking your child,
yeah.
favorite child.
Yeah.
It's just it's
you
not
can't.
Possible.
You can't.
Any one of them is one of the top events in my life. The one that I'm seeing at the moment is the best one. And I will tell you, though, that he says that it is an awe-inspiring moment, and he has seen people who have just fallen to the ground and wept when they have seen their first solar eclipse.
Come on.
Because
come on,
because
nobody's fallen to the ground and weeping
because it
come
is
on.
It is apparently overwhelming.
Nope,
that just that's not the case. It's not that overwhelming.
That's
I have seen people witnessing their first eclipses, and after totality, they are down on their knees weeping. It's just an incredibly moving
they
event.
They wasted their day to do this.
Went this
that's
far
what it is.
For that?
Oh, this sucks.
Tears of regret.
It is called the most beautiful natural phenomenon anyone can experience.
You've named a lot of dudes that are shadow lovers. Any women in that article? Or
there aren't any mentioned. That doesn't mean there aren't a lot of Victoria's Secret models that are also into it. Just they're not interviewed
not
for,
in
this,
that. Okay.
for this piece. But
none of the women are on their knees sobbing?
Now, having heard all of
so
this,
beautiful.
Having heard all this, and I know you mock nature and you spit in the face of God, but let me ask you this: aren't you the tiniest bit sad that we're not in the path of totality now?
Nope.
Don't you feel like seriously?
No. Would it be cooler to be in the path of totality than not? Sure. Am I going to be super upset about it? No.
Are you going to be a little bit upset about it?
It would be cooler if we were.
But do you wish, now that you've heard all about it in recent weeks and especially recent days, don't you wish you had planned to go to where you could see the whole experience?
No.
Really?
Because,
you know, you guys are getting 60-something. I'm getting 90-something. And I think we're wasting our time if we're not seeing it all, to tell you the truth.
You're not happy with 90?
You're getting 90-something.
I'm getting 92, and I feel like it's a real letdown.
You could travel across the country and end letdown. Up with another...
No, what I'm saying is I feel like this is my big chance. I should have taken today off and gone to where I could see 100. That's what I'm saying. I should have kept it 100 today.
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
That doesn't make any sense, kid. Anyway, so be prepared to get down on your knees and weep today. So there you go.
Right.
This is very exciting. How many years has Game of Thrones been on? This is season 6 we're in?
Yeah.
And Kevin, until last night, you had seen how many episodes?
0.
All right. And now you have seen how many?
1.
So you are 1 ahead of me. How about you, Allie?
I watched 1.5 episodes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not for you?
I was told that the ones I watched were extremely boring, and I concur.
Did you see The Red Wedding?
No.
That's the one you need to watch, and that's the best
I feel
ever.
Like there's a lot of a variation between stuff not happening for episode after episode, and then a lot of stuff happening.
Well, here, let me break it down.
Hold on.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. We're in our 7th season. I was wrong.
7.
Not 6. 7th season. Yes.
Good.
And up to now, they stretched it out. They stretched out the books.
Right.
Yes. And they stretched out the books. So there was episodes where it was a lot of dialogue and not very much action. Mm-hmm. But now, since it's all wrapping up and they're, you know, we only have, I think, the season finale and then 6 more episodes next season. And then it's done.
So there's only one more episode this season?
Correct.
And so it's a good time for you to jump in, Kevin.
It is.
I'm not joking when I say last night was great. Mm-hmm. And if every episode was like that, I'm way in.
Yeah, I think now to the end, they're all going to be like that because they have so much to cover.
It kind of sounds like you are talking about a lot of folks' complaints with The Walking Dead in recent seasons, is that there are so many episodes that just seem like filler in between exciting things happening. And you have to be really invested in those characters to really kind of get through those episodes.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's not so much filler because there's a lot of dialogue, and the dialogue means something. But if to the a person like Kevin who wants to see the action and is not really following along,
last night was great.
Yeah, you're not going to be like, oh, okay, I get it now.
So, Kevin, when you're jumping on board a show that's been on, and now it's in its 7th season,
right.
Dave says, you don't know who any of the characters are.
I mean, I sort of do.
Really? Because I wouldn't. I don't know who's good. I don't know who's bad. I don't know who we're rooting for. I don't know what the history is between them. I don't know why it's significant they're together. So I would be really lost. So if you're going to bring me up to speed.
Right, that's what's going to happen.
Then I'm delighted.
I'm bringing you up to speed.
Spoiler alert.
We are going to talk about spoilers, though, major spoilers, and I imagine series spoilers, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was huge last night.
Right.
So
okay.
If you haven't watched this last night's episode, please turn down the radio.
So they start by saying previously on Game of Thrones, and then they show a guy looking into a fire, and then another guy says, hey, what do you see in the fire? And this guy answers.
But again, look into the flames. What do you see?
There's a mountain. Looks like an arrowhead. Dead are marching past. Thousands of them.
Cersei thinks the army of the dead is nothing but a story. What if we prove her wrong? Bring one of these things down to King's Landing and show her the truth.
All right, so this guy
the
in
Hound.
A fire
yeah.
sees walking dead zombie warriors.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the Hound, and that was the Lord of Light people showing them that the Lord of Light exists and is real, and he saw the visions.
Okay,
made him a believer.
All right, fine. So
are these the White Walkers I've read about?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
But the beautiful long-haired, white-haired
Khaleesi
queen doesn't believe in it, so they say we got to go bring one back.
Is she the one that rides dragons?
Yeah,
the
mother
of
dragons.
I like her.
Then Beautiful Ginger Sisters finds a note proving that Beautiful Ginger betrayed her dad and tells a long story about learning to shoot a bow and an arrow, and she shot 50 times, and her dad was watching, and he clapped. That was dull.
Oh, dude, no, that was so good. That was Arya Stark and Sansa Stark.
Right.
Which are, that was such a sad moment because the sisters haven't seen each other for so long since season 1. So
why did little sister want to kill big sister?
She didn't want to kill her, but she was just letting her know.
Why is she a dick?
She was just letting her know that she trained to use the faces and become a no-name person, and that she could take her face and become her. She, a little threat. just letting her know that she could do that.
All right. So then they cut back out to the guys who are still walking in the snow, and they're trying to find the zombie warriors.
White Walkers.
White Walkers. Mm-hmm. And they see a bear. And they say, do bears have blue eyes? And it's a freaking zombie dead bear that attacks them.
Yeah.
It attacks them. So they kill the zombie bear.
How do you kill a zombie bear?
Fire.
A guy with
fire, Valerian.
His sword on fire.
Yeah, Valerian steel and
he just fire. Puts his hand on his sword and then he goes
turns
on fire.
Okay.
And then he kills it.
Yeah.
And they kill it. But then the skeleton walker warrior guys are coming behind the bear.
Oh, sure.
And then they have to fight all of those guys.
Okay.
And there's a light Lord, white light lord that's sitting on a horse, and he's the guy that supposedly turned them all into zombie warriors.
He's the Night King, yeah.
Is the horse a zombie as well?
They're all zombies.
Okay.
They're
the
all dead.
Is a zombie?
They're
I
all
get
dead.
That.
Okay. Oh, they're yeah. All they're all dead.
Okay. All right. So then they end up fighting, and they fight a whole bunch of warriors, and when they kill one of the skeleton zombie white mm-hmm. warriors, about 10 of them fall down.
Oh.
So they're like, oh, I see.
They learned something.
Maybe this guy created those zombies, so if you just kill the leader, then the rest of them will die.
Okay.
When you killed the White Walker, almost all the dead that followed it fell. Why?
Maybe he was the one who turned them.
We can go for the Walkers.
No. There's another.
Kill him.
Ah.
He turned them all.
And then they don't do that at all, by the way.
Then
they don't do anything about that guy
on
the horse.
Can I jump in with dumb guy question?
Yes. Right.
Guy who hasn't seen the show guy. Is every line of dialogue on the show?
Just with those guys. Because
like
they've been
the most important thing that's ever
Just
been.
With those guys because they've seen some stuff, dude.
Right?
They've been through it.
They've seen some stuff, dude.
I didn't know there were zombies on this show at all. This is stunning to me.
I didn't either.
Is this new, Dave? Is this new, the zombies?
No, this is the whole... Remember the whole tagline of winter's coming? This is the dark winter. This is what's happened. This is what the prophecy was talking about.
So let me just wrap it up then, because I know we're going long. So then a guy throws a snowball at a no-jaw skeleton, and then that skeleton starts to attack, and then all of them attack, and then they start fighting, and just when all is lost, beautiful... white-haired would-be
Khaleesi,
queen comes in on her dragons, breathing fire, killing all of them, and melting the ice, and they all fall into the water, and everything is great.
Yeah.
And then...
The end.
And this is...
Spoiler alert.
So then the king, the white king...
The night king,
The night king takes his sword made out of ice.
Ice, yeah.
Okay. And he throws it, and he hits one of the dragons.
Oh, no.
And the dragon... It's hurt.
Uh-huh.
And it falls
pretty much on fire.
And it falls into the water. And the dragon is dead.
Well, now I'm sad.
Was she on it? Was the lady on it?
No, this is one of three.
Multiple dragons.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The one she was on, she got away.
Okay.
But this one goes under water, ice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last scene.
Spoiler alert.
There's guys dragging the dragon out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the king of the lord of the whiteness
the night king,
touches the dragon and it opens its eyes and it's a blue-eyed zombie dragon!
He made it a zombie?
Yes!
It's the ice dragon!
No. So now he could literally fly over the walls and attack people!
Oh no!
It's a zombie dragon! It was so good!
Next week, season finale.
That's my review. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show, and it is 8:52.
If you are like Ally McKay and you'd like to see the Mayweather-McGregor fight but would not like to pay for it, then have I got news for you. A pay-per-view party pack that includes a $250 gift card for the fight and refreshments, a commemorative T-shirt, hat, and poster combination, too, courtesy of Mayweather Promotions and Frontier. We're doing that for caller, what do you guys say? How about caller 20 right now?
Sure.
Caller 20, 1-800-520-1067. If you have, if you're excited about the fight this weekend and you want to get it for free along with all the other stuff we've just described, Mayweather versus McGregor is this Saturday night in Las Vegas, available on pay-per-view. All right. We're going to take it outside right after the top of the hour because we've got the eclipse fever. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean
It'll be cool.
We will go outside. That's
first,
true.
Though, Ali's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat.
Well, we're just talking about the fight, and we were wondering earlier, is Justin Bieber going to walk out with Mayweather like he has in the past?
That's always annoyed me. Has it annoyed you
it's
guys?
It's just weird. Yeah. It's just weird.
Being
absolutely.
Annoy you?
I don't care.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we had seen, I think it was last week on TMZ, they asked Justin, who's been in Mayweather's camp forever, what he thinks of the fight. Is he going to knock out Conor? And he point blank was like, no, he's not going to knock him out. He still thinks he'll win, but he's not going to knock him out, which a lot of people thought, that's odd of him. He should be saying, yeah, he's going to knock him out.
No
matter what he thinks. That's your boy, you know? Stick up for him. Well, apparently not. According to TMZ, they are now mortal enemies. What?
Best case scenario.
Apparently, since Justin has been spending time at Hillsong Church, they've been counseling him, saying, you know, you've got to pull back from people that are bad influences. Not singling out Floyd by any means, but just saying, you know, just pull back from bad influences. Do what you can. Which has led him, Justin Bieber, to unfollow Floyd on Instagram as part of him, you know, resetting his boundaries.
Okay. And does a guy like Mayweather even notice that somebody stopped following him?
According to TMZ, he, quote, went insane, nuclear, lashing out at Justin, calling him a traitor. So apparently he does. Apparently he's like, wait, my boy just unfollowed me.
That's weird.
It's just odd. The whole thing is just odd. And
but I'm glad they're enemies now. That makes me happy.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because both of them are bad.
What if?
Right?
He walked out with Conor. Just get in his head. Yeah. No? See, it's that much of a spectacle that I'd assume that would happen.
Yeah, true.
It's that insane. How about some good news, you guys?
Yep.
We now have a date for Super Troopers 2 sequel. It will be out April 20th of next year. Remember they funded it on Indiegogo?
That's
People
right.
went nuts for this.
That's right, yeah.
I feel like they might have gotten enough movie for like enough money for 10 more movies, which I feel good about. But it will be coming out 17 years after the original hit.
That's pretty cool.
I'm in. Dang. All five troopers from the original film, guys.
In.
So in. Something could have really changed the Hollywood landscape had it not been for someone just being a little lazy and sleeping in. What do you mean, Allie? Well, I'll tell you.
What do you mean, Allie?
Justin Theroux skipped out on an audition for a little show called Friends back in the 90s and slept in that day.
Ah.
What if he was not only on Friends, but fell in love with Jennifer Aniston, thus making none of the Brad Pitt stuff possible? Then would Brad Pitt still have married to Angelina Jolie? There's so many questions, you guys. What if? But we'll never know because he decided to sleep in.
I mean, how excited do you expect?
There's not a lot of showbiz stuff today.
Not a lot of story there. By the way, speaking of Friends, mm-hmm. I read this weekend because episodes came back last night on Showtime, I want to say. Showtime?
Really?
That's the Matt LeBlanc show. It came back for its latest season last night.
Friends came back on Showtime. No. I'm like, what?
I didn't hear about that.
No. Episodes, I said. That's the name of the show that Matt LeBlanc's on.
Okay.
He apparently, if I read the story correctly over the weekend, and this is kind of in line with what you're talking about with Justin Theroux casting on Friends, he apparently was offered the role of Phil on Modern Family and turned it down.
Really?
How crazy would that have been if that would have been Matt LeBlanc all these years?
No.
Phil's perfect just the way he is.
Yes,
I agree. But I just thought that was super interesting. And you know, Hollywood is just filled with a million of those stories of you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, with lots of different casting. A lot of characters now we cannot imagine have not been played by that actor, and it could have just as easily gone the other way. You just never know.
I've never been pregnant, but I thought that one of the kind of upsides of being pregnant were you got to eat a lot of crap because you're eating for two, sometimes three, maybe four. And cravings, you know, you send out your husband, your wife, whoever it is, for whatever craving it is. Middle of the night, I want, you know, Twix bar.
Right, and they don't have a choice.
They don't have a choice. Just go get it.
Yeah.
Well, why is Serena Williams better than all of us? Because
don't tell me she's craving kale.
Oh, no, no. Or worse. Serena Williams' fiancé shared on Instagram that her cravings include zucchini, asparagus, and artichokes.
What?
Come
she
on,
is
Serena.
Wasting an opportunity.
Right?
Seriously.
She has to eat that well her entire
yes!
life. This is your one window of eating bad.
I'm so mad at her.
Come on.
I am so angry. That is absurd. And I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Glad I got
it's
that.
It's infuriating.
It is infuriating. Can you imagine middle of the night, he's just going to the vegetable aisle? That sucks.
Have some goddamn chocolate chips,
That's
all right?
What I'm saying. Oh, you guys. Bean, you want me to wrap this up so we can get
he
outside?
Does.
All right.
Yeah.
Some birthdays today. System of a Down singer Serge Tankian is 50. Carrie Ann Moss is 50. Kim Cattrall, 61. Alicia Witt, 42. And Bo Burnham is 27. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the show this week.
That's Walk the Moon on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, Anna Sun. What the F, Bean? All this talk about eclipse fever, and it's a cloudy-ass effing day in Southern California. The fever is dead. Kevin, do you agree? You're in the parking lot at K-Rock.
I can see the sun, Bean, and nothing is happening.
All right. We'll have an update for you after the Violet Femmes. A good old K-Rock.
Wow.
What? Why wow?
Allie just said, Bean, because we're sitting outside.
Right.
We're just sitting outside, and she said, has the eclipse started yet? And I said, I don't think so. And she said, so I can look at the sun? And I
Allie.
Said, as if, like, the eclipse is the part that you can't watch.
Yeah.
But you can look at the sun
until,
full time.
Until the big moment of the eclipse.
Could you look like at the 10, sun 20. Yesterday, Allie?
You can't look at the sun at any time. The point is, this is the only time we're going to be looking at the sun, okay. So we get these glasses. But if you look up at the sun now, it'll burn your eyes.
All right, hang on, you guys, because I think we're on the air. Give me the big intro, would you please?
It's Eclipse Watch.
Eclipse Watch.
2017.
Now, granted, Southern California is not the ideal place in the country to see the total solar eclipse that's happening today. But, Kevin, we were told 9:01 a.m. Pacific time is when we would start to see something happening in the sky. You're
yes.
our eyewitness on the scene in the parking lot here at K-Rock. What do you see so far?
Tell me what I'm supposed to be looking for.
Well, because, you're supposed to be looking for... It should look like a bite is starting to be taken out of the sun because the moon is getting in between the Earth and the
sun.
Okay,
but is it coming from the right to left or from the left to right?
The bottom right is where you see it.
Bottom
right.
Now. I don't see it at the bottom right. I see
you're
it
seeing
at the
nothing.
Top.
I feel like the bottom right is blacked out. No?
Do you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Are you looking at the sun?
I don't think so. Wait, where am I supposed to look?
All right.
And should I have the glasses on now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you should have the glasses on now because that's the only way. It's so bright when you look up in the sky. That's the only way you can see if a part of it is starting to be covered.
To me, it looks like the top of the sun.
Really? I
yes.
see bottom right.
Okay.
I also failed my test at the DMV, so
okay.
maybe I am not the one to listen to. Anyone else around?
What
are you
talking,
Bean?
I don't see anything because I'm inside.
Oh, my God. Of all people, you're
I'm inside.
The
I have to walk.
I
have to
why?
Walk like.
You're the only person that got us all excited about
I know.
Thank you so much.
And I know. And I do have the eclipse fever.
You know.
Eclipse.
But I'm like 20 feet from the doorway here in
well,
Seattle.
Walk out
but
and look.
I can't on the mic though. Is the thing I don't have this the
well,
fancy.
Yo.
All right, here's the thing. Path of totality is where you want to be, and we've talked about it a lot the last few weeks. That 70-mile band that goes across the United States, starting in Oregon, going all the way to South Carolina. We're not there, unfortunately. We didn't have the budget to spring for that, but we do have a correspondent on the street in St. Joseph, Missouri,
wow.
and he's our old friend. You know him and love him for all those years as the weatherman on Fox Channel 11. You can also hear him on KFI Radio and the host of the popular The Edge podcast. Our friend Mark Thompson joins us on the phone from within the path of totality.
Oh, you're so lucky, Mark.
Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
I feel lucky. Kevin, Bean, Allie, this is it. St. Joseph, Missouri. It is the path of totality.
Right?
It is awesome.
And now, what do you see? Explain it to us.
There's one problem, guys,
uh-huh.
and it's that it's been raining and cloudy here.
Okay. And how far did you travel?
Yeah, I traveled from L.A. With a three-hour delay on the flight. But let's not get into that. The point is I'm here. Now, by the way, I'm in a parking lot
Okay.
St. Joseph's is about an hour north of Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And in this parking lot, people have reserved spots, and they reserve these spots months in advance. And it's a regular mall. Like, there's a full mall here.
Okay.
But people have tents and everything else as though, like, there's
look
not
at the
a
sun
huge mall
and describe,
with a Starbucks right next door.
Look at the sun and describe what you're seeing right now.
Yes. What I'm seeing right now is the sun. It's a total obscure mass. Unfortunately, it's being obscured not by the moon, but by clouds right now.
Oh, I see.
God, that sucks. Yeah.
So you flew that far with a delay, and you cannot see the sun in any way.
Now, before you say that, I did see the sun. I mean, completely, and this is no joke.
Right.
About 30 seconds before I started my conversation with you guys, there was a break in the clouds, really. And I have these sunoculars. I have special binoculars for this event.
Right.
Sunoculars.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look right at the sun with them. And I saw the full disk of the sun. But the eclipse, as far as I could see, has not really begun here in any discernible way.
Here's what I'm going to say, Bean, since you're not looking at it. I honestly think it's coming from the top of the sun down.
Well, let's ask Mark. He would know. He's almost a meteorologist. Mark, where should we be seeing this happen on the sun? Top to bottom or left to right or what?
It looks top to bottom to me.
I thought it was going to be top to bottom, too, but it's top to bottom. I'm completely confused.
Okay, well, look.
I'm looking at the sun again right now, and it's not at all obscured yet. So
nothing yet. Okay.
Here it's top to bottom, and you can see kind of a little bite taken out of it.
Oh, so can you really?
It's top to bottom. Yeah, I thought it was going to be top to bottom, but I don't. You know, Bean is like as close as I can get to Neil deGrasse Tyson. So I don't know. I mean,
Mark. Sure, yeah. Mark, let me ask you this, because I was stunned to see on your social media last night that you were flying to Missouri for this. It really surprised me. Was this a last-minute game-time decision for you, or is this something you've been planning for weeks?
No, honestly, if I'd made a last-minute game-time decision, I would have flown to Nashville. I think Nashville will have pretty good weather for this, but I've been planning this. I have friends in Kansas City, and I thought it'd be a great chance to see them. I don't know Kansas City very well.
Right.
And this is how much I don't know Kansas City. So I get here and there's somebody, I think I've come a long way from L.A., and I asked somebody who's here in the parking lot looking up at the sun with me, and I said, oh, where are you from? And they said, Manhattan.
Oh.
I said, wow, I mean, I would think you would go to Nashville or South Carolina. This is really quite a distance. And they said, no, Manhattan, Kansas. So I guess there's a Manhattan, Kansas, like 2 hours from here. So I don't know this area at all is my point.
Right,
so for me, I thought it would be a great experience.
Describe for us what you see.
I see... The sun has emerged from the clouds.
Yes. Okay, good.
Okay.
Oh, now it's just ducked again behind the clouds. This is really profoundly disappointing to you guys. I mean, like it wasn't like already you weren't stooping to have me on your show. Now this is even worse.
This is why we wanted to have you on our show, because you went that far and you can see nothing.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Coming out from behind the clouds. Wait a minute, guys. Please.
Here we go.
Please.
Here we go.
It's coming out from behind the clouds.
Yeah. And
I'm looking through the binoculars.
And
it's top down,
and
right?
And the disc is completely visible. I see no change in it.
No change whatsoever. Hey,
I
did we check? Do we have the date right? Are we sure it's today? Has anyone checked?
Has anybody checked the date? It doesn't make any difference to me.
All right. Well, listen, Mark.
Let me ask one more question. It's a serious question. Would we be able to see it on the West Coast before you would be able to see it in Missouri?
No.
Shut up, Bean. I'm asking a weatherman a question.
It does start on the West Coast.
Thank you.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. All right. So same moon, same Earth, same sun, but we are a little bit ahead of you.
It's like a sunrise or sunset.
The shadow is, I think, a little bit ahead there on the West Coast.
I'm telling you that it's top down, and it's a little bit pronounced.
I'm starting to think that, and this is remarkable for me to say, but that Kevin is the brains of the operation.
Thank you. Finally, somebody admits it.
That's terrifying for all of us, Mark. All right. Well, listen, you're awesome. Have a fantastic time, Thompson. We'll talk to you when you get back. Thank you, man.
Yeah, great talking to you. See you. Bye, guys.
Okay, bye now.
It's Eclipse Watch.
Eclipse Watch
2017. It's Eclipse Watch.
Eclipse Watch
2017.
I mean, you know, it looks like there's a little bit of a dip in the top of it.
Yeah,
pretty much. I'd like to explain something to our listeners just for a second, and that is that Allie McKay thought, and this is real now, that it was fine to look at the sun 24/7, mm-hmm. but when the eclipse happened,
yeah,
that's when you need the glasses.
I thought that was just a real specific amount of time that you had to put the glasses on.
So she said, can I just look at the sun now when we walked outside? And I said, no, you can never look at the sun. And she said, I thought it was only during the eclipse.
Never claimed to be a scientist. Okay.
By the way, we just played Weezer Island in the Sun. We're doing all sun music this hour. We still have Black Hole Sun coming up and Steal My Sunshine as well. Because why not? Because it's eclipse fever, you guys. A lot of very interesting things online before we go to our correspondent Beer Mug out at the bus stop on Venice. PSA, do not look directly at the sun during the solar eclipse because it might get nervous and mess up. That's good advice, I think.
Good.
Shannon points out how terrible Instagram is going to be for the rest of the day today because of all the horrible pictures people are going to be trying to take. Let's face it, it's already almost impossible to take a picture of something in the sky. You ever tried to take a picture of the moon? It looks so cool in person, and then your photo is so weak.
Yeah, it looks terrible, yeah.
Imagine how bad and how blurry and how dark the photos are going to be of the eclipse from your friends today all over Instagram. Also, this final PSA, wild animals do not know to look away from the eclipse, so be sure to bring them all inside during it. So right now, you should be gathering up birds and raccoons and mm-hmm. foxes and bears, whatever you can find, just to keep them safe.
Did you say bears?
Yes,
wild
whatever.
Animals, sure.
Yeah, any kind of wild animals out there, just so that there's no danger. All right, so we are just a few minutes into the beginning of the eclipse, and I'm in Seattle right now. This is Bean speaking, and I'm telling you, it is beautiful and sunny and clear, and the eclipse is fantastic from here. There are a lot of places around the country, and a lot of the coverage that's being shown on television, multiple channels are covering this live, where it's nothing but clouds. Which
that's
has got to
awesome.
Be super disappointing. We do have a different perspective from about 40 feet away from where Kevin and Allie are, though, and I think we're going to throw it to Beer Mug, our correspondent on the street, out at the bus stop in front of the radio stations. Beer Mug, come in. Can you hear us, please?
I am here live at the K-Rock bus stop, and people are just bustling with excitement for our solar eclipse.
Are you drunk?
You hear the people?
I do. I hear a few people. By the way, before we hear your first interview, Allie, you were telling me there was some sort of confusion about the Mugs being out at the bus stop today. What happened?
I've never laughed so hard in my life. So Mugs goes out to the bus stop with producer Christine, and Christine was just shocked and said, "You guys, there were 20 people here, and they all got on the bus, and now there's no one." I'm like, Christine, do you know how bus stops work?
That's what they're supposed to be doing?
Do.
Why were all these people leaving the bus stop to get on a bus?
I mean, in her defense, we are going out to Beer Mug for a man on the street interview that's about 40 feet from us. So they're going to see pretty much the same thing we're seeing.
This is how team coverage works, Kevin. Right. Come on, you watch local news. Mugs, how many people there at the bus stop?
We got about 3 excited solar eclipse viewers here at the bus stop. Would you like to talk one of them?
Why are you so out of breath?
Why are you yelling at us, too, by the way?
You're screaming.
40 feet is a long way.
Right, but we're on the radio. You have a microphone. We can actually just hear you talking into that. You don't have to yell.
Put the headphones.
I don't know if any of the solar clips will interfere with our radio waves. Okay. I have to make sure I'm clear.
You put the headphones on somebody else and give them the microphone.
Okay, here we go.
Make sure they have glasses.
Here you go, sir. You got your glasses on?
All right.
Put the headphones on.
Exciting team coverage.
I like it.
Eclipse Day 2017.
It's Eclipse Watch.
Eclipse Watch
2017.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Chris.
Chris, are you looking at the sun right now?
Oh, yeah.
What do you see 25 feet from us?
It looks like a Pac-Man almost. There's something covering it almost.
That is a much better description than I've been able to come up with in 25 minutes.
It does look like a Pac-Man.
It
That's
does.
Very good, yeah. Hey, where are you headed today, Chris? What bus are you taking and where are you going?
I'm not sure what bus. It just always comes every day and I hop on it. Mm-hmm. It takes me to Hollywood for work.
Okay, so you're going to be leaving that bus stop and jumping on a bus and driving away? That's your plan?
Correct.
Okay, all right, let's
explain that to the nice young man.
All right, is there someone else there that we can speak with to find out what the latest is?
Hello.
Hello.
I think I have a guy that is willing to stare straight at the sun with no glasses.
Well,
we're advising against that.
We don't
that's not what we want.
Right.
I'm just going to put on the glasses.
Okay, okay, good.
Just putting on the glasses. Okay.
That's better.
Put on, you see, okay, right. Just put on the glasses before you look. There you go. There, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. right.
You've put on glasses right before, right? Can't cuss. No. We cannot cuss on the radio.
Yeah, we know it's majestic.
I see it. Yeah, I see it now.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like a bite.
It's like a bite out of the top of the moon. Yeah. I'm sorry, the sun.
It's really delicious.
Is it? How would you rank it on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of how exciting it is for you, sir?
Out of that. You know,
how would you rank it on a scale of 1 to 10?
He can't hear us be.
Right now is at 3.
3, okay.
Okay.
I'd give it a 3.5.
Getting 2.
Okay.
4.
Okay, 4.
All right, now we're at a 4.
Pretty quick.
Wow, that was a quick.
That was a quick move from a 3 to a 4.
Are we at 5? Give me a 5.
Amazing.
Okay.
What's happening? I mean, the guy is like being taken over by other planet.
Yes, we're being taken over by another planet. That is
taken over by another planet.
That
is what's happening.
The sun is gone.
Right.
The sun is gone, man.
We're all going to die, dude. You know that, right?
We're all going to die. You know that, right?
Serious. Yeah, I mean.
Right?
Without sun, you can
it will
not
freeze.
Live.
Without sun, you will not live.
That's all right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right.
Let's take the mic away from that guy.
He is really
just. He's having.
He is
what
swept up
is
in the emotion of this whole thing, isn't he?
Well, he also thinks he's going to die, so.
Yeah, so why watch your language if you're about to
right?
die? All
what's
right.
The point?
I feel like we've gotten what we're going to get out of the bus stop there. So this is our team coverage of Eclipse Watch 2017.
It's Eclipse Watch.
Eclipse Watch
2017.
More after this on.
It's Eclipse Watch.
Eclipse Watch
2017.
Who knew we'd have a reason to play that song in 2017?
Right. I enjoyed it. Thank you, Smash Mouth. Appropriate for Eclipse 2017. You guys are in the parking lot at K-Rock. Mm-hmm. Anything changed since we last had you?
Yeah, it's about 2 degrees more.
Degrees?
It's about 2 degrees further south than it was. Looks like it's going to take about an hour and a half here, Bean.
Okay. How about we heard, are you seeing the animals react weirdly yet? Are you seeing the
yeah.
are you feeling the temperature drop?
Yeah. I just saw a raccoon with an Uzi, and that was shocking. The wildlife is going nuts out here.
It's going crazy.
Yeah.
It must be very confusing for our animal friends, I would imagine.
Oh.
All right, we'll get back to our coverage. First, though, Allie is in for Ralph today with the Showbiz Beat. What else is going on besides the sun?
Well, Kevin, I'm going to have you and Beer Mug continue to monitor the situation.
Okay.
I'm going to look away so I can do the Showbiz.
I'm being told that 10:21 is the perfect time for L.A.
Okay.
Okay.
Should anything happen,
okay.
interrupt, I want to hear about
All
it.
All right.
Okay?
I Good. Don't think anything will, but go ahead.
All right, you guys, over the weekend at Tokyo's Summer Sonic Festival.
Still the same.
Okay, something pretty. You can do it maybe less.
Okay.
Okay, just if something happens.
If something happened.
Okay. Something pretty magical happened. Dave Grohl, along with the Foo Fighters, had recently met Rick Astley just 2 minutes before their set. So Dave, of course, comes out freaking out, and he said, I just met Rick Astley 2 minutes ago. Freaking out. They're on the same bill. Pretty cool. So he invites them on stage, and they decide that they're going to launch into what sounds a heck of a lot like a song they never do, Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. Here's what happened.
And that's why we love Dave Grohl.
Because he Rick-rolled a live audience.
Bean, he Rick-rolled the audience.
Not a lot of change in the sun. Back
no?
to you.
Okay.
Still pretty much the same.
But seriously, can you imagine being there thinking, they are launching into Smells Like Teen Spirit. They never do this.
Yeah, that would
and then
be amazing.
Rick Astley starts singing.
I love that so much. Who's having more fun in the world than Dave Grohl, by the way?
Only us looking at the sun.
Yeah, sure.
That's it.
See, it's everything just you us. Hoped it would be, isn't it, Kevin?
Yeah.
Now you feel bad for mocking it all these months. Now that you're here, you
no,
see
I
the
mean,
power, the majesty of nature.
Now that it's happening, I'm sort of interested.
Okay,
yet the guy
right.
that's been talking about it endlessly
right.
for 2 months.
For 2 months.
Can't be bothered to go outside.
I'm in the basement right now, by the way, not seeing anything.
That is unbelievable
literally,
to me.
Literally in a basement, and I'm missing it all.
My view's not great either, by the way.
Ship's view not good. it either.
Nope.
Okay. Speaking of not seeing anything at all, Taylor Swift's social media, Bean.
Yes.
Gone. On Friday on her Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook, she basically wiped out all of her social media. But now
finally,
word is,
there is a God.
Word is today that there's a little something on there, Bean. Did you see it?
I did. She posted a little something. It's very mysterious. It is certainly, the assumption is it's a teaser for new music, mm-hmm. probably coming next week. But it's kind of hard to tell what it is. It's very Lynchian. It looks like it might be a snake that's just kind of moving around, but it's all like staticky and weird. I don't think we've put the full picture together yet. But yeah, something's definitely happening with Taylor.
Interesting.
She's such an artist.
She really is.
She certainly is.
Hey, Kevin, what do you see?
One of us was telling the truth. It's about the same. It looks pretty cool, though.
Yeah?
I'm impressed by it.
I mean, by same, if people are just joining us, what exactly
is
different?
I would say that the moon is covering up maybe 20% of the sun.
It's okay. Pac-Man-esque at this point.
It's Pac-Man-esque, yeah.
And it's now, coming top to bottom?
Top to bottom, yes.
Okay.
Have the clouds completely gone away now? You're getting a nice, clear view?
Yeah, it's a perfect view.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
How about you, Bean?
Just again, still the basement.
Okay. Chip?
Still the same.
Okay.
Still nothing.
Back to you, Allie.
Good stuff. The band Haim has launched a tongue-in-cheek collection of merchandise at Urban Outfitters. It's going on sale today online. Shirts kind of poking fun a little bit at themselves. Shirts like WTF is a Haim or Go Haim or Go Home, which I don't feel that's very strong. That one's not that strong. The last one, not really poking fun, but it just says Right Now, which is the name of the song off their second studio album, Something to Tell You. So if you're a Haim fan and you like Urban Outfitters, today is your day.
So was your story just that a band has t-shirts? Was that
I told that you last hour, story? Not a lot of showbiz today.
If you're a Haim fan and an Urban Outfitters fan.
Thank you for listening.
That's who she's talking to. I'd say we're at about 25% people. 25% now.
Yeah.
If I only had a t-shirt jingle. T-shirt watch 2017.
The Weather Channel, along with other outlets, is doing live coverage right now, by the way. And they're showing McMinnville, Oregon right now. And it is beautiful.
Is it? It really looks good.
The sun looks pink up there for some reason.
So you're looking at it online.
I'm watching it online. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
All right.
Instead of going outside.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Okay, I see what you're doing. How about some birthdays? Let's end this so
Please.
We can really take this all in, shall we? Actress Kim Cattrall is 61 years old. System of a Down singer Serge Tankian is 50. Also 50, actress Carrie Ann Moss. And actress Hayden Panettiere is 28. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Just like to bring up one more time as we wrap up our Eclipse Watch 2017 that Allie thought.
It's Eclipse Watch!
Eclipse Watch!
2017!
I mean, I don't think we have time.
That Allie thought that you could look at the sun at any time, but you have to put on the glasses during the eclipse.
Like when it fully goes out.
Right. That's when you put the glasses on. Otherwise, you're good.
Yeah, that is not true?
No.
Okay.
Are you new here on Earth, Allie, or
I just didn't get it.
You know as much as the guy out there at the bus stop that thought the world was going to end.
He knew more.
Muggs, you have something to plug?
Yeah, when you're done watching the eclipse today, come down to the Hot Topic at the Lakewood Center Mall. That's 317 Lakewood Center Mall, and we will be there from 1 to 3. Green Day at the Rose Bowl. You can win a Honda Civic, the new summer K-Rock sticker. We have Paramore tickets and a bunch more. Come down today, Lakewood Center Mall, 1 to 3.
All right. SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home at 5 p.m. this afternoon. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we've got some new music from 30 Seconds to Mars. We also have a visit with Jared Leto.
Nice.
And we've got the Bachelor in Paradise report tomorrow as well. We'll see you then.